Hi, this is Lillian. I'm here with April from Holistic Horseworks, and today we're going to talk about distance readings. I see on your website you have a thing called distance readings. How does that work, and how did you come about to do this?
That was all really interesting. I used to sell treeless saddles, Bob Marshall's freeforms, and all the clients were sending me pictures of their horses. And in taking all the bodywork courses, I noticed the ewe neck, the roach back, the feet were off angles, and they weren't looking at that. They were just looking at, here's my crooked horse and I needed a treeless saddle. And I was like, but you need to fix the crooked horse if you want them to last longer. So if you get on a bucket and stand behind your horse, about 10 feet behind your horse, and you look at your horse's back, you'll see one hip higher, one side of the back lower, one shoulder bigger. When you look at the withers, there'll be like a curvature of the spine, like scoliosis, the mane might flip, and you're trying to fit a saddle to that. So I had taken a course up in Washington with Kelly Mills and Regan Kolob, and they had given us some mane hairs and a pendulum and said, you know, here's a whole bunch of questions to ask about this horse. And I was like, okay, this is really weird. And we did it. And then we got to go out and meet the horse. And you're like, oh my God, this is like right on. And all the health issues that we were given the list of questions to ask yes and no about. So it started developing from that, because people kept sending me pictures of their horses, and I'd say, you need to get some body work. And they would say, but I'm way out in the country and nobody will come out here, or it's $300 for a horse chiropractor and I don't have that money. And so how am I going to fix my own horse? So that's what made me have to put out the video, "The horses are talking, are you listening?" Because all the training and behavioral issues was the horse trying to say that something hurt or was uncomfortable to move a certain way, and it was being mislabeled as training and behavioral issues. So that's what prompted the first video to send to people out in the country of, here is, you know, your distance reading, and here's the video to show you how to do the moves. So my whole program has grown from that, and now it's a 7-page report that I send to people when they get their reading. And there's 75 on my website by itself, but you really need the video. And the workbook has expanded to be a 123-page workbook that explains everything in detail and pictures. There's no really big vet tech terms. We just talk about spots that you need to touch. And if the horse is reactive here, this is how you fix it. So it's a pretty easy program if you just follow the steps. And in the distance reading, they'll send me left and right side current pictures of the horse. And I can read the bones, atlas axis, ribs, withers. Are they in alignment? Are they able to move the way that they want to? A horse that seems stiff on the bit or won't flex at the pole, it's because the first two neck bones aren't in alignment with the back of the skull, which is your occiput. And if those three things are not in alignment, you're not going to get a horse that can bend and get on the bit and give you that headset. Same thing with halter horses. So then they're heavy and argumentative and they get a bigger bit or they change the bit and they force it. And you start to get a horse that avoids the bit and gets tighter down into the neck and shoulders. So I go through all the cervical neck bones. I go through the thoracics, the ribs and withers. Are they in alignment? What needs to be done for the alignment? All the way through the pelvis. And then my video and workbook show you how to do that. And the best one to get is the home study program, because it teaches you how to find it on every other horse for the rest of your life. Because anytime they fall, go down in the trailer, flip over backwards, sit down and pull back when they're tied, you're going to have something you have to go fix. And it really hurts my heart when they said, but the vet said that he was fine. And 3 months later, they're going, my horse isn't fine. And it has been ever since that accident. So after I go through all the skeletal issues so that they can perform well, which is going to break down what's going to help you not have so many arthritic changes. I also go through some diet and feed supplement recommendations, like apple cider vinegar, the raw organic, a third of a cup in the feed helps to break down osteoarthritis buildup, which is your arthritic knees and hocks, side bone, ring bone, and even stones or enterolysts that are starting to build in the horse's intestines that give you mysterious colics. If your horse is trotting along and has a lot of gas, you have a blockage in there that you need to work on. It's not just a funny thing. Horses that don't like to be girthed up, the ribs and withers aren't in alignment. And then you get into the autoimmune issues. So in my distance reading, I also go through the cranial bones, which ones are not where they should be and not in flux because they were jammed down and forward from a past pullback when tied. So you get to also learn how to evaluate the horse's head. You know, I have a video that says, you know, hold up your horse's head a little bit like you're going to kiss him on the nose and look at their eyes and cheekbones. You'll see the whole head's totally crooked. And that affects how the teeth can chew and how they digest their feed. So my reading is like nose to tail and hoof, you know, to withers. I go into where is there pain in the body and what would be a good recommendation? Is it going to be a liniment? Is it going to be a feed supplement that would help speed connective tissue repair? Would it be like red light therapy or laser therapy or PEMF or even the Healy device? I can ask if there's anything viral or bacterial that is in the body and in what area of the body that it is. And what the body would need homeopathically to help boost the immune system to fight the bacteria and the viral. So it's a pretty thorough reading. And when everybody gets them, they go, oh, I'm a little bit overwhelmed. And it even says in my reading, please don't be overwhelmed by all this. This isn't all the horses I see today. The feeds don't have the minerals in them and the knotted rope halters and leads that have absolutely no give when a horse pulls back does so much more damage to the nuchal ligament, the cranium. It pushes the brain down on the hypothalamus. And within 3 to 4 years, you start to see the IR and the Cushing's, the metabolic issues, the fatty pockets. It's all related. You know, every horse has had one head trauma pull back when tied, and every horse has first rib misalignment because that happens when they run through a mud bog or pull a front shoe with a hind or lean over a solid board fence to graze on the other side. And when that first rib is misaligned, the whole body can't work correctly. So my program teaches you everything about the head, everything about the rest of the body, but it empowers you with this, like the homesteady comes with a free distance reading on one of your horses so you can get started. And then you learn how to keep, you know, all your horses going. Because my goal is your horse should be healthy, sound, and rideable through their 30s, not be done when they're 20. So we found that foals as early as 6 months of age need this body work. So if you start all of this program sooner, you're going to have your best equine friend longer. And the reading came about because people are like, I don't even know where to start. I said, it's a 7-page report. Just start at the top because I put it in priority and you're just going to walk through all those steps. And then what I offer when they're done with the body work is they get to send in 2 pictures, left and right side again, and see if they got everything. And I can tell if they missed the axis. I can tell if they missed releasing ribs 10 and 11. So it's really an affirmation that you did this right and you can really get that feeling instead of just buying a video that shows you how to do something and you hope you did it right. You're not sure. So you didn't have the confidence, so you didn't go do it again. So my whole program is I can look at a horse, tell you everything that's wrong, how to fix it, and let you know that you did a really good job. So that's what my reading was developed for. And I hope more people will be interested in getting them.
And for more information, go to holistichorseworks.com.
Yep. And my YouTube channel, Holistic Horseworks, has over 150 helpful videos on it as well. Thank you.